This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, it is that special day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us in studio today. Hello, Mr. Bronco.
How are you?
Got your Bronco gear on?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's that time of year. We're getting close to it. The first game's, what, a couple weeks, 3 weeks, yeah, 2-3 weeks, something like that? I got to ask you, if I didn't know better, we're facing east and not west.
It is
because
so
I can't see
smoky.
Anything out there.
I know.
There's
normally
nothing
we
there.
Have beautiful foothills to look at, and
I'm
we
already
cannot.
Halfway through the city. You can't see very far.
Yeah, I had some guys driving through Kansas Saturday, coming back from Kansas this way, and they said, "Man, out in Salina, all that just through the plains."
Yeah,
totally smoky.
Well, if you look at one of those Google Maps, it shows the clouds. I mean, 2/3 mm-hmm. of the United States is just covered by all the smoke from California and Utah yep. and Nevada and us. It's just covering everything up.
And no wind inside. Doesn't look like any rain's happening.
Well, hopefully we might get a 5-10% chance on Friday.
Okay. Good.
So we got to find it. Go run.
So we have meteorologist Kurt Rogers with us today. All right. So good deal. Well, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. So, Kurt, before we get to our special guest today, with what Fannie Mae has done, how does that affecting rates?
Well, I think most people have heard about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they're the ones that actually purchase most loans. Fannie Mae came out about a week to 10 days ago saying that they were going to do what's called a 0.5% LLPA. And without getting into too much detail about what an LLPA is, it stands for Loan Level Pricing Adjustments. They are the ones that say that if you're buying an investment property, that's a pricing adjustment. If you're not putting 20% down, that's a pricing adjustment. So they're adding 0.5% to the cost of all loans starting September 1st. Now, some lenders have already taken it. I don't know if you call it taking advantage. Have already started the process because what Fannie says, any loan that closes in September has to pay this 0.5%. So loans that you started 2-3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. if it doesn't close by the end of the month, there's going to be an add to it. There's a few lenders that have decided not to charge that fee, but as of September 1st, everybody's going to be charging it. There is talk, and there's been a bunch of argument about, actually, the Congress is involved in talking to Fannie Mae about rescinding that order. They have never come out and made a LLPA and not given everybody 2 to 4 weeks to get ready for it. They made this one instant almost, and that's upset and a lot of customers, a lot of lenders, because that's just a cost that there's no reason for. Right. They're only doing it on refinances. They're not doing it on purchases. So if you're buying a home, that's not going to affect you. But if you're buying, if you're refinancing, it could affect you if you have not already been told. And I just think that the consumers need to hear about it. And if you're not happy with it, pick up the phone, call your congressman.
Absolutely.
Let them know so they can get a hold of Fannie Mae, because all they're trying to do is pad the bucket with funds. Sorry, that's just what they're doing, and there's many of us in the industry that were real upset with it.
Yeah, sure. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Well, a returning special guest today. Lisa is with us. Now, I can't say it like you do. So is it Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
Say it,
American way. It's Schoen, but it's Dutch, and nobody can pronounce it, including
myself.
You
gotta roll the tongue.
Okay.
Usually spit when you say it, and that's not very popular right now. So
yeah, exactly. For
Schoen
sure.
is fine.
All right. So Lisa's back with us at Atlas Real Estate Group, and last time Lisa was on, I had just completed my knee replacement.
Yes,
so
you had. You weren't here.
Dan filled in for us, and so my first time to meet Lisa. So Lisa, let's start out, and then we'll get into some topic here. I know you were on before and probably told a little bit about yourself, but how'd you get into all this real estate stuff, and how'd you end up with Atlas?
Yeah, it's a good question. My family actually are real estate investors, so I grew up in the business, and like any teenager and young professional, completely rebelled, refused to get in the business with my parents, even though they told me this is the way to create wealth. I was going to go off and do my own thing. And
show them another way.
Yeah, move to Hollywood and be famous. I mean, I pretty much tried and failed at almost everything, and full circle back to real estate when I started getting older and realized I needed to get serious and start creating real generational wealth like my parents did. And it wasn't going to be handed to me. I do love my parents. They they said, you know, they have a saying that's give your kids enough to do something, but not enough to do nothing. So they're not going to hand me their portfolio on a silver platter. I'm going to have to create my own. So, you know, becoming a single mom kind of woke me up. I thought I had certain safety nets in place that just weren't the case. So I had to come back to real estate and not only get in it, you know, professionally and get licensed and start being an investment specialist, but I had to start acquiring properties so that I could, you know, make sure that my kids had college funds and that I had choices and that I never had to depend on anyone, especially a man, ever again. And
no, there's two of us here. She has a nice little shot.
Kurt, maybe we should just give her a few moments to let her go. Yeah. So what you're seeing now, I mean, when you look back at, man, the first year, things were just awesome. And we talk about this with every guest almost, January, February, everything's rolling. And then this COVID hits. When you look at where it started now, March, April to today, what has it done in the real estate world?
I mean, gosh, it's probably the only industry that's booming from COVID. We call retail, you know, homes that people want to live in, residential, but retail, that's booming because people want to move. The trend is everybody's getting out of high density areas like the city. I have a lot of clients that live in beautiful $1 million lofts and the glass house and the ice house, and they want
to
get out.
They want out of urban to go to suburban. They want they want to get away from it.
Yeah, everybody needs land and space. And like you asked, you know, how's this? Nobody knew. We didn't know what we didn't know in the beginning. Sure. Everybody was kind of just holding their breath to, is the bottom going to fall out of the market? Is the housing going to crash? What's going to happen? And we realized not that. People were like, all right, cool. Let's reinvest. Let's reassess our investment strategy. A, where do we live? We talked about residential, retail. People are moving. And then the investment side is completely blowing up. I mean, demand far exceeds supply because, again, most people are not necessarily trusting the stock market. I mean, we're going into an election year. People aren't trusting banks from the 2008 PTSD experience. So we've got a lot of investors that are pulling money out of the market and want to put it in real estate. It's brick and mortar. You can see it, feel it, trust it. Everyone needs a place to live. It's definitely been booming the last 6 months.
And that kind of goes to a question I want to ask. It seems like the investment housing is much more resilient than the stock market. While it goes along with it, it has a tendency to be the more resilient because even in 2008, it's taken us so many years, the housing market came back faster. Explain why homes are more stable and more resilient, in your opinion, than stocks or other types of investment.
Well, yeah, it definitely depends on the asset class and location. Right. We were talking about Phoenix a little bit off the air, and they're taking a little bit longer to recover versus somewhere like Denver. So there's a lot of factors in there. But in general, real estate does follow the trend, right? The historic average on the stock market, the 100-year S&P, 7%. I mean, depending on the market, if you take Denver, for example, I've made 20% in the last year in my real estate portfolio, and I've lost 20% in my stock portfolio, right? That's just a one-year snapshot, but what does that look like over the 20-year picture? And real estate, like we said, is everybody needs a place to live. Mm-hmm. And our investment thesis takes into effect, you know, what kind of assets tend to outperform other markets, right? We call it the sexy rentals, the Wash Park and Cherry Creek homes that, you know, maybe you can rent for $5,000 a month when times are great. Well, in a tough industry, that's compression. Somebody who was paying $5,000 can now afford $4,000, $4,300, $3,200, right? Down to our sort of C-class assets that everybody, you know, two working adults making minimum wage can afford $1,300 a month, which is rent on a C-class, two-bedroom, one-bath. So we tend to buy assets that are made to withstand the market, the downturns in the market.
Yeah, because, and the same thing happened in 2008. There were a lot of foreclosures, but people still needed a place to live. The amount of people didn't go away just because they didn't own homes.
Right.
So investment property has a tendency, even through those times, unlike stocks, has an opportunity because people, they got to live somewhere. If they can't own it, they still got to pay rent somewhere. Right. So having investment property, as long as it's the right type of investment property in the right areas.
In the right areas. That's right.
You know, Kurt, David Cishan, our Cishan Financial Services, said, if you take the stock market since it started, all right, the 10 most volatile days since it started, 8 of those have been in 2020.
I could understand that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all lost a lot of money in 2008. This time we've lost it, it's come back. I think there's reasons for that. But it's hard to build that back up because you have to take more risk. With the investment property, you really don't have to. if you already own it. And right now, because of rates, and you know that's one of the reasons that there's so many people buying, is because rates are so low, it's almost like free money. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of clients that will call me, and it kind of surprised me, as many as I'm getting, that want to buy investment property. Do I know of any properties? Do I know of anybody that specializes in it? So that's where you guys from Atlas come in. Why do you think that is? Why do you see that? You're saying people are taking money out of stocks. Why? What are they seeing that you see?
I think it's just a trust factor. They don't trust the government, regardless of which side you're on. They don't trust the election year. They don't trust what's happening. You mentioned 8 of the last 10, you know, the most volatile days are in 2020. I mean, this year is just completely nuts. I mean,
can't wait to sing that Happy New Year song everybody does.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can't wait to turn the page on this year. But real estate is just tried and true. And you already said it. Everybody needs a place to live. And the, you know, C-class, less sexy assets are the ones that make the most money. And they outperform the market year over year for many reasons. If you take the same $100,000, put it in the stock market, and take that $100,000 and invest it in real estate, you get paid three ways in real estate. You get compounding interest, debt reduction, and someone else is paying your debt. Right, and you get to use leverage. You get to take that $100,000 and parlay that into a $400,000 or $500,000 property versus $100,000 in stocks. So even if it's 7% appreciation, real estate is going to outperform your ROI on that same.
The main reason there, it's not your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody else's.
Yeah.
You're not investing yours. You put in a nickel or a dime. They put in the rest.
Right.
That doesn't happen in the stock market.
Right. So what are the first few questions, Kurt, as a mortgage guy, and at least on your side, what are the first few questions someone says, hey, I think I'm ready to do this? Are there a few questions you ask them to make sure they're ready to get into this investment world?
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about their goals, right? Is it cash flow now or is it cash flow later? Is it retirement? We kind of figure out their goals and create the best strategy. Then we send them back to Kurt. We connect them with a really great lender and make sure they can get qualified. And Kurt's great at that. I mean, there's no such thing as no. It's yes, but we have to get your credit up, or yes, but we have to.
I need this, or I need that.
We have to sell this to get your DTI, in the right thing, or we have to get your credit up because that was the big thing when lenders, and it wasn't Kurt. I mean, it's the wholesalers, the bankers that were not lending to investment properties, or they increased the minimum credit score. But connecting with a great lender is kind of the first step, just making sure you can qualify, and then coming back to an investment specialist that can align your goals with what you can qualify for the right property. And Kurt said it has to be in the right location. That's everything.
Yeah.
And that comes down to laser focus. And Mike and I have talked about that before. Explain, because one of the things you guys are real good at is that laser focus. Back in 2012, you'd buy anything because it was going up. Now it's a little different. You have to pay attention. So what does that mean to somebody that's thinking about investment property?
Yeah, and to bring in Mike again, he uses the analogy, of the sniper rifle. In 2008, 2012, you could literally buy anything and you were going to make money. In 2020, it's more of a sniper approach. So we want to really understand what we call the path of development, the growth and development fabric of a city. Things like the Anschutz, the medical campus when that was going to be built, the Gaylord Center, the big federal, they just pumped $125 million into South Federal to gentrify that. It's understanding the path of development in the city and then trying to get one or two steps ahead of it. It's not speculation, right? It's just knowledge. We sit on every board, every city council. We just kind of have our pulse on the markets that we're in so we can try to get juice that appreciation, essentially.
Yeah. Who's fighting for what? Like out in Colfax, all the hospitals that got up. You guys saw that property values went up. My mother-in-law, we ended up doing it alone with her when she sold the house, but the value was astronomical. She never believed she'd get that much for the house.
Right.
Because that whole area has changed.
Mm-hmm. And then it's not just like we sell you an investment and never talk to you again. I mean, we do portfolio reviews every year. We look at the city. We look at what's changing. Montbello is a great example. I mean, the Wall Street Journal came out with that Montbello zip code in 2012 and said, this is the hottest zip code in the country. We're like, that's Montbello, which was great. That was a great time to buy in 2012. It appreciated, I mean, it was like 26% until about 2018 when they voted down a bill to kind of increase schools and funding and sort of work on crime there. So we said, okay, all of our clients that bought Montbello in 2012, 13 made a bunch of money. We're like, hey, now's a great time to sell out of this particular location because we think it's at the top of the market. It's not going to get any better. And then we 1031 that into different, the next up and coming area.
Yeah, it's not worth the risk of trying to get a few nickels, pennies, and dimes when you've got your money to move on.
Right. And it's a long game. I mean, we're in for typically a 20-year picture. It's not flipping. It's not sexy. It's not get rich quick. It's get rich slow, but it works.
Steady.
You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. Again, Lisa Schoen is with us, Atlas Real Estate. Her number, 303-242-8980, 303-242-8980. We'll be right back. What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Lisa Schoen is with us, Atlas Real Estate, and we're talking about investment properties, mortgages, all that. If you've got any questions, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600.
Okay, one of the questions I want to bring up is kind of a twofold question. When you first start talking to people about investment property, like me when I first started, there's always this fear of they're not going to make their payment. They're going to move out. They're going to damage the property. There's so many fears that come in. Now, when my wife and I talk about it, her fears are completely different than mine. So from a woman's point of view, explain to me what she's seeing different than what I'm seeing.
Well, I think we're seeing the same problems. We just approach it differently. And that's kind of where I came in on this team. When Mike Hills has been doing a great job, you know, for 6 years, he's been doing his real estate investment talk to people. And I started on the team and noticed that every time we filled the room, it was mostly men. And anybody, you know, any females that were there were kind of somebody's wives or girlfriend. And I was like, hey, we are all, you know, just as in need of creating financial freedom as the men, especially because divorce rates are up. You know, there's more single moms out there as well. So why aren't we presenting the same information from a female perspective to females? And men love to talk about the charts and graphs and all that. And that's great. And we have to get to that. But women start with fear. You hit the nail on the head. Fear, vulnerability. I mean, it sounds like a Brené Brown TED talk, but that's how we approach investing.
Right.
You know, we go through the fears first, the what ifs, and we come up with those those answers or solutions first. I mean, a mentor program, going through the what ifs, and then we talk about the numbers and the charts and the graphs. But the women just approach it from a more, I think, emotional place, whereas men tend to be a little bit more logical and pragmatic. And of course, I'm going to get in trouble for that generalization. But in my experience in talking with women, I tell my story and we just talk about investing from a female perspective. People come up to me after and said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I've been wanting to do this forever, but I just didn't have anybody that I trusted or that spoke my language. And we're saying the same things. We're just saying it from different perspectives.
And I think that the listeners can understand better if you actually tell your story, because you were in that point of fear, but you were also at the same time in the point of desperation.
Absolutely.
So let us know how you got started buying your first property.
It's a great question. And like I mentioned earlier, I did grow up in real estate. My parents are developers. So I saw it firsthand. I knew it worked. That didn't subside any of the actual fear when it came time for me to do it on my own. I sort of have an interesting story. I went and married a prince and literally, you know, ran off to Switzerland and got married in a castle. And he came from a bunch of money. So I didn't think I had to really create financial security. I just kind of thought I was going to be taken care of. And that was silly and dumb, but there's power in that too. Because I was, you know, I found myself 35, suddenly single, two kids, all that money was gone. And I was like, oh, crap, now what, right? How do I take the limited knowledge I have? And knowing real estate works, how do I take what I have? Which at the time was, I only owned a home. I owned my little house that my kids and I lived in, and I didn't buy it with investment mindset. I bought it because I needed a home. Well, I sat down with, you know, Mike and the owners of our company, and they kind of explained to me how you can use what you have, which is called lazy equity. Everybody, especially in Colorado, you're sitting on equity, whether you refied or cashed out or HELOC. I mean, you're sitting on basically free money. It's money that you worked for. You bought the house, but that money's not working for you. So let's figure out how to make that money work. And I turned the equity in my one house into three properties in, 12 months. I played the game. I pulled the HELOC. I bought a primary. I moved. And we can get into those details. But, you know, then I moved back. Then I refied, paid off the HELOC, and bought a third property all in a year. Was it scary? Absolutely. But, I mean, no rest, no reward, right? And just having somebody to hold your hand and go through that fear and what ifs really helps. And I had Mike and the Atlas team. And now I want to do that for other people, male or female, but especially women, especially single moms, anybody who's just scared. Let's sit down and talk about your fears, because we have an answer for everything. And you don't actually fear the risk. You fear the unknown.
Correct.
So once we debunk all that myth and take all that, you know, the unknown away, then it's not scary. It's still risky. It's an investment. It's a lot of money, but it works. Yeah. And then they're like, rental properties are like tattoos. You just can't get one. It's so addicting.
That's a good analogy, tattoos. You guys offer classes, and I think you do them, like, is it every week now?
Mm-hmm.
But you have different types.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of explain your classes are and what they cover.
Yeah, we started with the Real Estate Investment Hour in person in our office. And then when COVID hit, this was kind of a blessing in disguise because we went viral like everyone else. And Zoom platforms. And we're able to reach more people. We are now in five states, and I've got investors, you know, from Seattle, from California, that are putting money in different markets. And so that was a blessing in disguise. So now everything's online. We do them every Tuesday at noon. We actually have one right now. That's a level two apartment investing. But we start at the very beginning, basic investing 101. The Real Estate Investment Hour is the one that Mike does. And it's not geared towards men or women, but I also do one, Jen Reinhardt and I, who's an amazing, wonderful genius at vetting and finding deals and the analytics side. And we do one. Yeah, it's the second Tuesday every month. And it's an hour. It's free. And it's just kind of what we're doing now, talking about what works, what doesn't. You know, learn from our mistakes, learn from our successes, and let us help you.
So if somebody wanted to sign up for that, where would they go?
You can go to our website, realatlas.com. We have Colorado and we have Arizona. So just kind of pick the market that you're interested in learning about, and all of our events are there. And every week, Tuesday at noon.
Now, recently, you guys just hooked up in Arizona, 6 months, 8 months ago.
It's been about a couple years that we started buying, yeah. But we started investing our clients' money about 6 months ago.
Right. But prior to that, you guys went down there and you became more property managers to understand the market better. Explain how property management actually can relieve the pressures and the fears from customers that
Absolutely.
You guys provide.
Right. I mean, getting the property, getting the lending, that's one thing. That's the first hurdle. But then you have to manage it. And that is the barrier to entry for most people, right? Even if you find a great property, figure out your financing, acquire it, how do you manage it? And that's really where our property management team comes in. And that's how this model was born, is we started as a property management company. And we started because we wanted to actually provide safe and quality housing for everyone. And we found that other property management companies weren't doing that. So we created our own. We started managing our own rentals and realizing, wow, you can make money. Even if you buy an average deal, everything comes down to property management. We've aligned our whole team's goals with our clients' goals, meaning our property managers are actually incentivized and paid on how long their tenants stay, not the turn, whereas where people make money. That's so getting good long-term tenants, you know, the vetting process, the management, it truly does make or break your experience and your pocketbook. If we manage it well, you're going to make money. Therefore, you're going to come back and buy more. Everyone wins. And if we don't, it's not going to be fruitful for anyone. And that's not helpful.
Well, your biggest expense, like Mike has talked about, is vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
So the less vacancies you have, even if you're replacing a dishwasher or something, it's still better than having a vacancy.
Right. And again, that's what our team specializes in, is keeping quality tenants in and keeping them paying. And I'm sure the listeners are thinking, well, what about COVID? You know, what happened with 25 million unemployment? And the truth is our delinquency rate, which means people that aren't paying rent, is less than 3%. We run really lean. We're usually under 2. So, I mean, yes, it's a little bit more than average, but average property management companies I've heard are running about 30%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 10x delta in how and why we manage our properties. And that means we manage 3,200 units. This is a big sample size.
Yeah, it's not just a few.
Yeah, and 5 markets, 3 states. People are paying. We're on payment plans. We created a resident resource manager to help our tenants get connected with the right government programs. We deal with a lot of Section 8 government assistance programs. And we just know how to do it. We know how to manage.
Because it's crazy to, you know, got somebody who's been living there 3 or 4 years just to kick them out because they can't. I mean, then you got to go find another renter and all that. So, you know what? Hey, take that couple of payments, add them on, break them out over 6 months, whatever, and add a few $100 to their payment, right? And then you keep someone that's happy and loyal to you too.
Right. It behooves everybody to be flexible. And honestly, it comes back to just being good humans.
Yeah.
I mean, our mission statement is uplifting humanity through real estate. And I know it sounds cheesy, but everybody from, I mean, the way we treat our vendors, our tenants, they want to stay. They want to work with us. They want to pay rent. I've had guys, I mean, gosh, in tears, you know, grown men in tears because we're the greatest landlords he's ever had. And I helped his family stay, you know, in their home throughout some really tough times this year and back through 2008 and 2012. And so that PM piece goes a long way.
Right. You mentioned managing it. Let's touch on that a minute, because I think that's key. Because I think there's so many people that hear something about investment property the first time, they might turn the dial as, I don't want to be a landlord.
I was
here
before,
you don't have to be, right? And so, and Mike's talked about this. This is so advantageous for the client. And this is what I tell people, you know, since Mike's been doing shows with us, I'm saying, hey, you got people that they are motivated to keep that place rented. Because you know what? If they do, and this works well for a while, we're going to do it again with them. Mm-hmm. And so there's a great motivation factor there for you to help us there.
Right. And that management component is truly the difference between just income and passive income. Do you want to be a landlord? Do you want to take calls at 3 a.m. to fix, you know, leaky toilets? What's your time worth? Right. We talk about the time value of money, but what about the time value of your time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to create passive income, mailbox money, where you buy it, you don't think about it again. We manage it, you collect the checks every month, and it's easy. Whether you have 1 or 100 properties, we make it as easy as we can for our clients. Now, we have some people that want to manage it, that want to be landlords. Great. We'll help you. We'll teach you. We'll give you our leases. I mean, we want you to succeed in, you know, albeit however much involvement you have with our team and our services.
Yeah, you just won't take those calls at 3 a.m. if they're going to manage it themselves.
Yeah, then you got to take your own calls, fix your own toilets.
So who are you seeing come to these classes or tune in on Zoom and all that? I mean, what kind of backgrounds do these folks have?
You know, it's such a wide range. I am pleased to say there are more and more millennials, more younger people coming, which I think is great. We've sort of segued that into a house hacking webinar. House hacking is a term that's been around forever. It's just kind of the millennials have exemplified it. And all that means is you buy a home as a primary and you rent out some portion of it for income, whether it's a single family, you know, a 3-bedroom and you have 2 roommates, or you buy a duplex and the income from the other unit actually counts as income to help you qualify. So again, Kurt knows all these tricks and kind of knowing all the rules and it's kind of like a chess game, right? You don't even know you're playing it, but you are. We're all in it. And then knowing what pieces you have and where to move them. So we're seeing a lot more young people get involved, which I think is amazing. older people. I mean, gosh, you talked about your mother-in-law and Mike's mom. I mean, we've got our own families that we start at 60 into real estate investing, and it actually moves the needle on their retirement. And I figure we're going to take care of them one way or the other. Sure. I'd much rather buy my mom real estate now. I mean, she's already in it, but, you know, buy my friend's mom properties to help take care of themselves versus them moving into my basement. I don't want my kids living with me, and I don't want my mother.
Yeah, I mean, I love my parents, but it's okay. And I know there'll come a time to where my kids don't want me living with them either. Yeah, I get that.
For sure. You're listening to a special edition of Haystack Help Radio. We call it Your Money Matters. Again, if you've got any questions for mortgage side or real estate, give us a call, 303-477-5600. More with Atlas Real Estate right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Inglewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And seriously, if you've got any questions about mortgages, refinancing, first-time home buyer, whatever, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Promise you, he will take great care of you. We are going through some refinancing with him right now, and he has done very, very well. And so we appreciate that. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio once again. Lisa Schoen is with us, Atlas Real Estate. Her number, 303-242-8980. If you would like to talk with her after the show, she would be glad to take your call. Again, 303-242-8980.
One of the questions I want to ask you, Lisa, is I'm starting to have more what I call millennials, the people, you know, 28, 30, 35, 40, that are moving out of renting and going into buying. Are you seeing that in them coming into investment? What are you seeing as far as the younger people? Because like you talked earlier, a lot of them are moving out of urban to suburban. So is that change in your market, those getting into house hacking and different things like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were kind of jokingly, we called our house hacking seminar, Move Out of Your Mom's Basement. But it's true. You know, I mean, millennials, I think, in general, had kind of a bad rap previously.
Right,
like,
right.
The previous data was that they weren't buying homes, that they were lazy. They weren't, you know, necessarily laying down roots, right? They were turning over jobs less than 2 years and all that. And I don't know if that's entirely, if that data is even accurate anymore, but we're seeing the trend sort of shift to more millennials buying houses as investments. Their mindset now, their eyes are wide open, whereas I wish I knew more of this when I was 20. You know, I wish I started, we all do,
goodness.
But...
Yeah, I wish I'd have done what Mike did when he first started, and he did it kind of by accident, but you paid attention. And
most of us get into it by accident. We're all house hackers. We buy a house to live in it and then use the equity and buy another one. And I didn't even know that term existed, but that's what most of us do to get started. But these kids are buying with an investment mindset. They're hearing shows like this. They're talking to, you know, more investment mindset people. And they also have more of a growth mindset, which means they want to grow from what they know, from what their parents know. They're only one generation removed from our parent, you know, the rich dad, poor dad. I mean, most of our parents were, you know, get a good job, invest in your 401k, and that's it. Keep your head down. Don't ask any questions. And I'm more, you know, I had the rich dad that said, you know what, I'm going to deviate from this lane and I'm going to get into real estate. And in California in the 70s, that was crazy. We outrode the 89 recession, 90, 2008. I mean, my family's been in real estate for 60 years. My dad's 80. So, I mean, I've seen all of the ups and downs, and it still works. It still produces long-term generational wealth.
It doesn't move. It doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, in some of the numbers that I looked up, what I also noticed was that in both the buying of properties, depending on the age, anywhere from 20 up to 45, that females are buying twice as many properties as males.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm looking at that.
What are we missing?
Well, I just think we have a seat at the table now. I think there's more single females than ever before.
Yes.
There's more single females working than ever before.
And not
before.
Depending on a man.
Of course.
You said that earlier.
Then there's more of us that I think
she
come
smiles
out.
When she says that too, Carl. Yeah.
I'm in a room full of men, so I'm cautious here. But most of us come out of our marriages swinging. Like, okay, I tried it your way. I did everything right. I followed the rules. I married a wonderful rich man. I mean, I did everything quote unquote right by society, God, my mother's standards. And it just didn't work out for me. So I'm going to try something else. I'm going to find really strong, amazing women that I can relate to that are going to mentor me. And now I want to do that for others. So I think women just have more resources and availability and more mentors. I was a female soccer player. It's kind of a quick tangent, but there weren't a lot of female coaches. I grew up with the Julie Foudies and Mia Hams. And I mean, I grew up with them. There wasn't anyone ahead of me or them to show us, to pave the way. We paved it. That's not the case now in real estate investing. There are females that have come before me that can help me. And I want to turn around and help the next generation.
Because there are so many mistakes that can be made in this. And it's nice to have people that have traveled the road, been doing it a long time.
Right.
To keep you on the main highway and not ending up off the side of the road and in the gutter, right?
Well, you don't necessarily have to use the same method they did. They give you the experience and the knowledge of where the pitfalls are, mm-hmm. and then you can say if you want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things the millennials are doing is they're paying attention to where my generation made lots of mistakes. Now, mm-hmm. we're older and we've kind of realized that, but they're now trying different methods. I never heard of house hacking.
Right.
And the way Mike got started with you do this and over a period of time, and I have several people in my church, younger people in my church, that they've started that process.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a house, renting out a room. Okay, now they're going to buy another one, rent out the other room. And they're going to keep going through that process. Mm-hmm. This had I learned that, I wouldn't be in mortgages, I promise you.
Yeah, right, me too. But I think it comes back to leverage, kind of what we started, you know, with Freddie and Fannie and rates and leveraging other people's money to build wealth, not only a lender who's going to lend you 75% of this, but other roommates, other people are paying you rent. They're paying down your debt for you. Why not, you know, buy a house and have three roommates? Oh, it's hard. I don't want to manage it. Well, do you want to work till you're dead? Because those are the only options.
Well, that brings up a point about how you get paid on a rental property. Many people think, well, if I make $200-$300 on the money coming in versus what my payment is, I'm making money. You kind of touched on it earlier, and there's three main ways that you get paid. There's actually five, but three main ways. Can you kind of be more specific on how they work for you? Because it's other people's money.
Yeah, so debt reduction, right? Someone else is paying down your debt. Appreciation, that $100,000 or whatever it is that you put in is growing. And not only is it growing on that $100,000, it's growing on the $500,000 that was lent to you. And then you get, I mean, it's also a great tax write-off. You get to write off all your expenses and your home office. Now everybody has a home office.
Sure.
You get to, I mean, there's more tax advantages now than ever. Compounding interest. I mean, it really goes on and on, but rental properties just continue to feed you. You pull out that appreciation, that lazy equity we talked about, and you buy another one.
Right.
And people look at it as cash flow. Like, okay, if you're spending $1,000 on rent, you can afford a $1,000 mortgage. That's actually not true. Maybe you can afford a $2,000 mortgage and you have two roommates paying you $500 a month. So now you're still paying, your cost of living is the same $1,000, but you're now not paying someone else's mortgage, you're paying your own. So you're really paying yourself
right.
versus someone else. And then when you move out and someone else moves in, now you're making $500 a month for doing nothing.
So, yeah, it worked pretty well.
Kind of a no-brainer, absolutely. Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, when you talked about the tax advantages of investment properties, and most people are by now have gotten used to the fact, there was just an article on MSN the other day, you don't get to write off the interest on your home because of the $24,000 standard deduction. So about 82% of the people lost writing off the interest that they're paying. That's not the case with investments. And it's even gotten better with investment properties, which you can write off because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's made them even more attractive.
Right.
And there's no, they're not looking at changing that.
Correct.
Because it's better for the economy to have that.
Absolutely. And it's part of the American way, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on, right? Warren Buffett said, you know, anyone who has money either made it or put it in real estate. And all the American sort of laws are and the rules exist to help you build wealth through real estate. I mean, the 1031 exchange and the 121 exemption and all the tax loopholes exist for you to own property and build wealth. We want you to succeed. We as a country, like regardless of who gets elected, everybody wants you to succeed.
Yeah, the fact that they have loans out there designed that you can get money from a gift from a parent and never have to pay it back, and you can come to the table with no money.
Mm-hmm.
They have loans that they do 100% financing.
Absolutely.
They want you in a home because it is so beneficial to the economy because of what you do once you own a home.
Mm-hmm.
Renting it, you're not going to do much. Owning it, you're going to do a lot.
Absolutely.
So it makes much more sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's not really just taking this concept of, oh, go find a house somewhere, buy it, and rent it out. There's a strategy you guys use. I mean, you put a lot of research into an area before you guys go in there and start buying homes, right? I mean, it's buying the right property that
absolutely.
Makes, that's where it starts, right?
Right property in the right location,
yeah.
right? We've all heard location, 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 and that goes deeper. It's knowing each city and county and what their rules are, knowing how many unrelated parties can live in one house. In Denver, it's 3. In Littleton, it's 4, for example. I mean, I have clients that want to buy a 6-bedroom house near DU and fill it with a bunch of kids. I'm like, well, that's a frat house. And there's rules against
that. Can't do that.
I mean, Airbnb is another great way. I mean, people were making a lot of money. There wasn't a lot of rules. They've tightened down knowing that Denver, it has to be your primary. And clearly they're very serious about that. Colorado Springs, it doesn't. Knowing that Arizona, you can buy a second home for 10% down there instead of 20 in an investment property. So it's the knowledge, it's the location, and then it's the asset class.
Right. Once again, Lisa's number. 303-242-8980. And they can just call you to find out when a lot of these different webinars and
yeah, absolutely. I'd love to connect with listeners, people that are just curious about learning more. Ideally, I love to sit down one-on-one. Even
sure.
It's a call or a Zoom now. I used to say, let's get a cocktail or a coffee, but
not no more.
Some of us. But just sit down and talk about your goals. You know, where are you at, your strategy, your goals, and your position. And I like to say, you know, bring me your baggage. Trust me, nobody was in worse situation than I was. $160,000 in debt. I mean, just, it was a mess. So there's no amount of mess that we can't overcome. We might not be able to get you into a quadplex right now, mm-hmm. but we'll connect you with Kurt, you know, that's going to help figure out your finances. And maybe it's, hey, in 6 months or a year, but
yeah.
we're going to give
you the
tools.
It's never too early to start that conversation.
Right.
Because, you know, get with you, get with Kurt, see what's going on. Hey. Here's 6 months worth of work you need to do, and then we can be ready.
And it's just knowledge. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Once again, Lisa's number, 303-242-8980. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes here with Lisa Schoen from Atlas Real Estate. Once again, Lisa's number, she'd be happy to meet with you, 303-242-8980. And, you know, we were just kind of talking during the break. Maybe you're thinking, man, I can't do this right now, but maybe next spring I would love to look into getting in this. It's never too early to start the conversation. Just to meet Lisa, meet Kurt, kind of see where things are, let them go through all the different things that they can do with you to help you. And you know what? You might can reach that goal a little bit sooner than you planned. So it never hurts to make the call, 303-242-8980. So, Lisa, one of the last questions from me for this show, and then Kurt's got a few more for you, but a lot of real estate shows on, a lot of realtors around the area. What makes Atlas Real Estate different from just your, quote, traditional real estate?
It's a good question, and when we get asked a lot, and there's several things. Honestly, knowledge is the main differentiator. That's our core competency. It's knowledge of the industry. It's making the mistakes that our team's made, you know, learning from our mistakes. We've got our teeth kicked in on all kinds of different deals, and we've honed in, laser focused, to use Kurt's word, on this investment thesis that works. And we stay in our lane. We do one thing, we do it well. People come and they want a wholesale or syndication or partnerships, and there's all kinds of different deals out there. And we know what we know, and we do it well. So we stay in our lane. We've also aligned all of our team's goals with our clients, meaning our entire team is on salary. That's rare. Most brokers are 1099, and their best interests are not aligned with the clients, which I don't understand. So they're commissioned, so they get paid more if you buy more. Well, how does that help you, right? I don't care if you buy a $200,000 house or a $2 million apartment. We get paid the same. And so we've aligned all of our goals with our clients' goals. And then we just actually care. I know it sounds cheesy, but we are everybody from the owner of our company down to our vendors, people just care. We care about humanity. We care about our tenants. We care about not just creating wealth, but creating safe and quality housing for people to live. And most agents, I mean, they don't even own their own home, let alone investment property. So not to throw anybody else under the bus, but agents, man, I mean, they're like teenagers. If their mouths are moving, they're lying.
See, she's got two teenagers. That's why she can say that.
It's true. So you just find somebody that you know and that you trust that has their own skin in the game. When you meet with an agent, say, hey, great, how many homes do you own? How many investment properties do you own? And if it's not enough, then find somebody who's literally willing to put
skin in the game. Who understands what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
I think so.
One of my questions I wanted to ask is the Denver market has increased substantially. Now, even from COVID to this point, home values are still going up, which is really surprising people, and not 1 or 2%. Some of the numbers I've read are 7% just for the year. So that sometimes drives people out of this market because they just can't buy anything here. What would you advise someone like that?
Yeah, I mean, Colorado's a great market. I've been here 20 years. It's tough to get in. Price points are high. There's high, you know, barrier of entry. A quadplex here is $800,000. So you have to have $200,000, you know, down. That's a lot. Maybe you have $100,000. Maybe you can pull that equity out of your house. That's more realistic. Well, that's, you know, 25% of $400,000. We used to be able to get that in Colorado Springs, but we single-handedly inflated that market. We bought 27 quads down there. So those quads that we were paying $400,000 are now $500,000. Well, we're not going to put a client into an asset that's not that's artificially inflated. We're going to go open new markets. We're going to go find similar path of development to Denver. Maricopa County in Phoenix is, you know, the number one net migration county. 3 years in a row, they're on par for four. That was the same numbers as Denver 10 years ago. Diversity of workforce. We love the story and the path of development in Phoenix like we did Denver. And it's still cheap to get in. They're still recovering from the crash. So you can get a quadplex there for $400,000 and you get $4,000 in rent. So we look for that rent ratio. We can talk about cap rates and the numbers, and this is where I start to totally geek out. But you want to simply think rent ratio. You want $1,000 in rent for every $100,000 purchase price. So if you can get a quad for $400,000, you want $4,000 in rent. Well, that's great. You can't do that in Denver. An $800,000 quad, you're not getting $8,000 in rent.
No.
You're getting $5,600. I mean, it's close.
$1,400 each.
Yeah. That's our sweet spot.
See, I run the numbers when you say that $4,000, and I know the payment's going to be in the low twos.
Yeah.
That's $1,500 to $1,800 a month cash flow.
And that's what's great about multifamily. Yeah. Two units. You just hit the nail on the head. Two units cover the payment.
Yeah.
So when you have a turn, meaning vacancy, someone moves out, you have 1 month in one unit, that's 25% of your income. If you have a single family and you have 1 month vacant, that's 100% of your income. Mm. So multifamily not only amortizes the cost over four units, but also your income. So two units covers the payment. So the other two are just cash flow. And if you buy it as a primary, we talked about the young guys again, you can buy a quadplex as a primary. If you live in Denver, obviously, but even in Arizona as a second home. And, you live for free and the other three pay for that mortgage.
Plus.
Yeah. But Arizona is just a really great market to get in if you don't have a lot of money to get started. And even if you do have a lot of money, I have clients that do have $200,000-$300,000 and they'll go buy two quads in Arizona because your money just goes further.
Yeah.
And we manage it. We increase rents. You also have what we call value add. Rents are still low there, meaning we buy assets where it's $700 is their current rents. It's usually older people that have had it for a long time. The tenants have been in there 10, 15 years. They don't want to deal with increasing their rents. You know, they bought it so long ago, it's paid off. They're happy with the $700,000. Well, that's a six cap, a cap rate. But when we go in, we increase rents to $1,000. That's market rents right now in Phoenix. We just added $75,000 instant equity. It's amazing. So value add doesn't always mean knocking down walls and adding bed and bath. It just simply means managing it better and you get increased equity. You can literally turn around, after about 12 months, refi, pull out that $100,000, free money we just made you,
somebody
and
else
do
paid,
it again.
Yeah, somebody else paid it.
Right. And that's why Arizona is great because you can still get in relatively, cost effective. There's room to increase rents. Where in Denver, that's not the case, depending on the asset.
Right.
There's a ceiling here. Rents are $1,300 for most two bedroom, one bath units. That's not going to change anytime soon. And lastly, I'll say about Phoenix, the numbers just came out. Three of the top rent growth cities in the nation are Phoenix, Tucson, and Indian Hills. So all subsets of Phoenix. So Denver was like seven, I believe it was seven. Colorado Springs was ninth for rent growth. So again, those are all the key elements to kind of a slam dunk investment.
And you're having what kind of influx from here are you getting to Phoenix? That area?
I'd say about 75% of my clients that were buying in Colorado are now buying in Arizona.
Because they see the same potential that they saw.
Albeit new investors, seasoned investors, you could just get more bang for your buck down there. And it has, like I said, the same qualities that Denver had 10 years ago.
And you don't have to worry about property management because you're not going to drive down and be your
own property and we manage it ourselves. I mean, you can buy inside an IRA that you can't touch anyway, so you don't care where that is. I mean, there's so many ways to get in the game. We can literally use whatever you have, even if it's nothing. Even if it's Mike got started with a $6,800 gift letter from his parents.
Yeah.
Turn that $6,800 into over $6 million.
Yeah, see, but most people don't understand that. You can get a gift, and I mentioned it earlier, from a parent or any family member. and then get you started. 6 months, a year later, you can always refinance and move on lower and make it work better for you. But you've started the process and just have a roommate and get started with the house hacking.
And I guarantee if you're living in your parents' basement, they'll gladly give you that gift letter.
Here, it's like Tim Allen on Last Man's Day. I'll pay you to leave.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Absolutely. And I laugh, but I'm on the other side too. I'm the mom of, you know, up-and-coming teenagers, and I have girlfriends, and the failure to launch is kind of prevalent. And I say, look, let's buy them a house. Let's teach our kids. Can you imagine if we all knew this at 22, 25? Let's say, here's your down payment. Here's your college fund, essentially. I'm going to buy you a home. You can live in it. You can rent it. You can refi it. You can sell it. But this is it. This is your inheritance. Learn. Yeah. Learn as you go. Like, figure it out. I mean, give them enough to do something and not enough to do nothing.
But let them learn how to be on their own, because our job is not to keep them forever. Our job is to raise them up and move on. You have teenagers.
I have some friends
you can tell
listening. I have to be careful. Yeah. But,
once again, you can reach Lisa 303-242-8980. And her email, if you're at home and jot this down, lisa.schoen. That's S-C-H-O-E-N at realatlas.com. Check out that website, realatlas.com. And your next kind of webinar or whatever's happening when?
Every Tuesday.
Yep, every Tuesday at noon. Tuesday the next noon. Women's event is the second Tuesday in September. I don't know what date that is.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
We try to keep them on rotating weeks. But, yeah, I mean, if you're a female, come listen to the women's event. We'll make you laugh, cry. But it'll definitely be educational. Men, too. You guys are always welcome to join, especially if you want to learn more about the female psyche.
Don't you notice the way
if you want to learn how to do it right, the female way?
You're not picking that up.
I always tell the men too, you know, whose women or, you know, wives or girlfriends might be a little bit more risk adverse. That happens too. Send them over. Let's talk about investing from the female perspective. Let's talk about fear, vulnerability, the things we touched on. We can get into numbers and charts and graphs and those things matter, but getting the females over the emotional fear is a big part.
Right. 60 seconds. What do you love about what you do? It's easy to see you love what you do, but what really makes you get up every day ready to do this?
Living through it myself, coming from a place of survival and real estate transition to thrive. So living it myself makes me so passionate, and then helping other people, getting to just share my story and hold your hand through this process. And if it works for you, great. And if you don't, great. If you never, you know, hear from us again or talk to me, you need to buy real estate. You need to own. Owning's better than renting. If you want to get in the investment game, give us a call. But no matter what, get in the game.
That's Lisa Schoen, Atlas Real Estate Group, 303-242-8980. So, Lisa, thank you very much. We'll do this again.
Thanks, Lisa.
No problem.
Kurt, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560. Thank you for being with us today.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.